This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Ministry of Home Affairs has unveiled the country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. Prahar stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interest, responses which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, aggregating internal capacities for achieving synergy in a whole-of approach, government approach, human rights and rule of law-based processes for mitigation of threats, attenuating the conditions enabling terrorism, including radicalization, aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism and recovery and resilience through a whole-of-society approach. The Election Commission will today organize the National Roundtable Conference of ECI and State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Roundtable Conference is being held after a gap of 27 years. The last such conference was held in the year 1999. The Roundtable Conference will be chaired by the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. State election commissioners of all states and union territories will participate along with their legal and technical experts. Besides, chief electoral officers of all the states and union territories will also attend the conference. In Jharkhand, all seven persons on board an air ambulance were killed after the aircraft crashed near Simaria in Jharkhand's Chatra district last evening while en route to Delhi from Ranchi. The crash took place shortly after the aircraft operated by Redbird Airways Private Limited took off from Ranchi Airport at 7:11 p.m. According to top official, all seven on board the air ambulance were killed in the crash. The plane was on the way to Delhi from Ranchi and the bodies of all the seven persons on board have been retrieved. They have been identified as Captain Vivek Vikas Bhagat, Captain Sarvaraj Deep Singh, Sanjay Kumar, Dr. Vikas Kumar Gupta, Sachin Kumar Mishra, Archana Devi and Dhuru Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. The Prime Minister is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu, in Tel Aviv. Later, a series of programs will be held in Jerusalem. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has termed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel as historic. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh said, India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism. Mr. Singh said, when Prime Minister Modi visited Israel in 2017, both the leaders had laid the foundation for the strengthening of bilateral ties. He further added that time has come to build on that strategic partnership and taking it to a new phase. In Mexico, at least 25 members of the National Guard military police were killed in retaliatory violence in the state of Jalisco after the killing of a drug lord. Unrest has erupted in at least 20 states since Nemesio Osegura Cervantes, better known as El Mencho, died in custody yesterday shortly after being captured by Mexican special forces. The U.S. had offered a $15 million reward for information leading to his arrest. Bangladesh Home Minister Salahuddin Ahmed has ordered a fresh review of all cases filed after 5th August 2024 following the fall of the Sheikh Hasina's Awami League government, saying the move aims to protect innocent citizens from harassment. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Against a target of 255 runs set by West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. Today, England will take on Pakistan in a Super 8 Group 2 match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. This 45th match of the tournament is scheduled to take place at the Palikkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka, starting at 7 p.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.